Blog Talk Radio.
People get ready, have a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honin'. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers.
A little more love, a little more love, a little more love.
Africa. Started out with you and her. God gave you the riches of the land. You put the whole world in your hands. You sailed your ships across the sea. Back in the day when man was free. Brother, you're the father of the earth. Come on and wake up now. You're the father. And the pyramids, they've been here 12,000 years. You charted the heavens with your eyes, flew your spaceships through the sky. You crossed the Alps on an elephant's back to save your land. Let's talk about that. Brother, you're the father of the earth. Come on and we go now. You're the father.
Connection on Monday night. Tonight is the night that, well, today is the day that they celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, which it was yesterday, the 15th. And tonight I have with me Brother Ray Fontroy. And Brother Ray is not only a singer, as you just heard with the first man, he's an activist. And Dr. Ray, okay, well, he can be a doctor. Come on now. Was also the driver of Dr. Martin Luther King when he was in D.C. And Brother Ray, you with me?
I'm with you all the way, Sister Antoinette. God bless you, and I appreciate the work that you do.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your work. You've been an activist for a long time and took some losses and bumps and everything along the way, but you're still hanging in there with us, and we truly appreciate you.
Well, I'm blessed that that God gave me the privilege to know Martin Luther King Jr. personally. He gave me the privilege to be involved with men and women of high standing in this country as we try to make things right. We try to make things right for the people of this country. And it took a long time to understand where the problem was and who the problem is and how we need to address it. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just grateful that I've been a part of that all my life. I met Dr. King when I was 19 years old, and I was stuck. You know how you say you just get stuck in it, and I couldn't get out. And even though I had many opportunities to do other things, this is all I wanted to do all my life, is to work for my people. And I appreciate that opportunity, and appreciate people like you and others who've come our way, who are sincere and to make change and to make life better for our people.
Yes, because the movement is truly important, and it's something that it doesn't end. You know, the movement is still here. You know, it's as Coretta Scott King has said, you know, we fight this every generation. So it's a continuous battle, but when does the battle end?
It ends with us, and it ends now. And we just have to get ourselves organized, as we've been attempting to do here for some time, to organize our people. Those of us who, as we said, we started the People's Grassroots Assembly, which is an attempt to bring our people together, the melanated people of this planet and of this land here. This is our land. We are the indigenous and original people of this land and of this planet. We are the original people. We are the aboriginals, as they call some of our people. But we've been tricked, we've been bamboozled, we've been lied to, and miseducated. So we really don't know who we are. And now the time has come for us to learn who we are and the power that we have that's been invested in us by the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. We've allowed these aliens to come in, to invade the planet, to take over our governments and our lands, to kill and destroy our people. And we've been already warned that they came to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what they have done all over the planet. Same people doing the same thing. And those of you who have heard me over the years, you have never changed. That is the fact of the matter. That is the truth of the matter. You cannot get around it if you study it and see who's doing what. The problem, in my opinion, is that we have not at the bottom, the grassroots level, because I've always said it, that change doesn't come from the top down, Mr. President. It comes from the bottom up, my people. It comes from the bottom up, and we are the bottom. Let's organize ourselves and make a change. And we can do that. We just need to get organized and have a direction. And we have people among us who know the way. You know, the Bible says that God chose the old because we know the way. Those are young because you're strong. We can't make it without you, and you cannot make it without us. So we have to come together. So those of us who, like Dr. King and others, who've been out here on the point for so many years, we are steadily under attack. You know, we're steadily under attack. We get beat up physically on this, assassinate our character. They force us into foreclosure and assassinate us economically. And we have not learned as yet to come together and finance our own cause, our own movement. We wait for somebody else to do it for us, and that's an outrage, in my opinion. We won't go in our own pockets and fight for our own cause. We want the corporate America, Burger King and McDonald's and everybody else to give us money so we can do what we said we're going to do, and nothing happens. It hasn't changed as yet. So, you know, we've got to understand what it is, and if it takes us to educate our people as to why we're in this condition today, after all of the wars that we've gone through in this country, we can go all the way back to the lynching and the nailing to the cross of Yeshua HaMashiach, when they nailed him to the cross and then changed his complexion. They made it appear to us that he was a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes, which is the biggest lie ever told, and I'll say it a million times. It was us, and it's just us. So once we understand that and realize we got this power to change it, nobody can stand in our way. Nobody can stand in our way, and we do not have to be afraid. So I'm saying to the people today, now is the time to do this. I listen to the right-wing radio and television shows because I want to know how they're thinking and what they're thinking. And they certainly are not thinking justly, there's no question about that. They have their own idea of what righteousness is, and it's what they want for themselves, not what they
right their own agenda.
For other people. So once we have organized ourselves in the proper way, and establish our own agenda, as you've said, to establish our own agenda, what our problems are in our community. And we've put together a roadmap for us to do this, and we're trying to show in other talk shows that we go on. So we go on a lot of talk shows because we want to get this word out for our people. It's in your hands to do something. We have an agenda for you. We have a roadmap for you, and we are prepared. And we have individuals who are in place who can help in these areas, okay? So we try to discuss these things and see if we can get people motivated to do something about the condition in their own community. And it starts right in your home, in your neighborhood, okay? We need to pull our kids out of this public food system that's not teaching them anything. We need to pull them out. We need to take care of them. We need to educate them ourselves. We've got educators among us who can do that, who know the truth and who can teach the truth. But it takes finance. It takes organizing to get these things done. We have educators who can tell us what they need. We have scientists who can tell us what we need, who can show us what can do it, but they don't have the finance to do it. And I said before, we are the majority. If everybody gave a little, we'd have a lot. And we'd organize this thing so we could take care of our people. And we could come up out of this abyss that we've been forced into. They've already said that they want a new world order and a one world government under their control. Well, who are they? They're the ones who came to kill, steal, and destroy. So the only ones, in my opinion, who can stop that are those of us who believe in the true word of God and are willing to stand up and do what we have to do. Does not mean that we have to go to war physically and fight, but we have a promise that we will get some help when time comes if we have to do that. So I'm just saying, organize, organize, organize. I just listened to a television show before I talked to you earlier, how mm-hmm. these right-wing Republicans, as they call themselves, worried about the extraterrestrials. But I ain't worried about them because they are on our side. They're with us, believe me. And when they do come, that's what we're asking for, divine intervention. We're asking for God to send us some help because we cannot fight these wars with these people, with these airplanes and these satellites and these chemicals in our food and in our water, the wicked things that they do to our people. We don't have weapons to defend ourselves from them, but we know that the creator of the universe does, and we know that he will come when we call. That's why we started the drum call back in 2020. We call for the drum call to go out every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time worldwide, and it's gone.
Yes.
It's working worldwide as we speak.
Yes, it's growing.
There are people drumming all over the world, and they're praying. They're praying. And they're praying for divine intervention. We need help here. They put poisons in the air. They call it the COVID-19, and they poison us with the water and the food. And it's the same people in control of everything. Time for us to take a stand. And we just need to bring those people who understand what this is. And there's nothing wrong with calling on the creator of the universe, y'all. I know some people got problems with what they believe is spiritual. But we do have a way to get through this. We do need your participation, you know, and we like to hear from you. Like, we like to talk to you. We like to get your questions, and we like to focus on what we're doing. And as we said earlier, this is the Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend, and we always celebrate on his birthday, which is the 15th of January. We always celebrate on that day. We used to have a sunrise prayer service. On every Martin Luther King birthday, we would meet on Miami Beach at the 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and we would do our prayer. And we'd have people from all nations, you know, all religions would show up for that prayer. And we'd have breakfast that morning, and then we would go have a gospel concert and jazz concert in Martin Luther King Jr. Park here in Miami. But, of course, powers that be did not want that to catch on and go, because then we would be waking up too many people. So they came with their massive parade where they put hundreds of thousands of dollars in it and just wiped us right on off the map. The people didn't want to hear what we were talking about. They wanted to go shake their booty and eat those sausages people were cooking for them on the side of the road. that we were cooking mm-hmm. and we were not making the money from, as we saw
right.
today.
They made a commercial. They made a commercial.
Yeah. And they make the money.
Which
and we
is what they try to do with all of our movements, with our heroes. They
yeah.
try to turn them into a commercial being instead of
that's what,
still living up to the man or woman that they were during the time of their death, to what they were actually trying to achieve, what they were trying to achieve for our people, and they're turning those movements into everything and everybody's movements instead of what the movement was actually intended for.
Absolutely, and it's up to us to continue on that direction, continue with that plan of action, the economics, because, you know, we were locked out, left out, as we are today, locked out,
yeah.
left out of all the economics of this country. We were denied, and as we speak right now, there are those of us running to vote in a system that does not support us. You know, and I stopped voting a few years ago, and nobody on this planet or in this country can say that they have registered hundreds of thousands of people to vote across America like SCLC has done and that I was a part of. And all those years we went into the South and we registered people to vote when they were killing us for registering people to vote. Some of our people were murdered because they tried to register somebody to vote in a system that we thought that we were a part of. It's what
yeah.
some folk call what I call the illusion of inclusion. We thought we were included
yeah.
in the system, a part of it. Oh yes, we fought wars for it. We were the Tuskegee Airmen and we were the Buffalo Soldiers. We have a right. We did, but we have not gotten what our blood, sweat, and tears paid for out of this country.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to you now that what we need to do is come together, organize our own voter registration drive for our own system, elect people from among us to represent us in our system, not in their system. They have rules,
right.
regulations, laws that they have created for them in their system, in their democracy, and in their Republican governments to exclude us, even though we've elected people in that system. And I've always said it, and I've said this to you before, I believe, that we changed the complexion of the election, but we did not change the condition of the people. And we still haven't changed the condition, and we won't change it until we come together right now, as we're doing, putting this together and getting people to understand there's nothing to fear but fear itself. There's nothing to fear out here if we organize and stand on what we say we believe. We say we believe in the God and creator of the universe, then act like it. These people don't have that kind of power. We have the power, and we need to use it. So what has happened, Antoinette, and I thank you so much, and Dry Bones, we have reached people all over the world, and particularly the indigenous melanated people on this continent. We call them Indians, but it's us. We're one people. And they have come aboard, and they are working with us. They drum every Sunday, and they drum. They've been drumming for years, but they had never had the inclusion of the other melanated peoples, because we've allowed them to divide us and make one think he's better than the other. They got us thinking that we are not. They're trying to tell us we came from Africa. Well, if we did, then this must be Africa. Okay, and I'm saying that
yeah.
the melanated people here, when those people landed on Plymouth Rock, and like Malcolm said, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. And so we understand
yeah.
that statement. Okay, we were here when they got here. Okay, and the people that they did bring from the West Africa were enslaved by their own people there and brought here to slave this European who was running this country, who ran this land through his violence and his wickedness. So it's evil and wickedness in high places that we're dealing with, and we don't have to be afraid of it any longer. Okay, Tulsa, Oklahoma should have been the last time that they did what they've done. And what
yeah.
they've done throughout this country, in every city where we were the majority of the people, has been attacked through the water, through the freeways. They run through our communities to the denial of economic assistance, of taking our money. And as they're doing right now, as a matter of fact, they're giving billions of dollars to Ukraine and to other countries where there are non-melanated people who they are bringing to this country to boost their numbers, to stay in control of this country through their system. You can't deny these things. These things are happening right in your face, and understand what it is, and then what we can do to serve, to not so much fight, but to save ourselves. We have to do this for our future, for our children and their children. And if we don't do what we're supposed to do now, they won't be around based on what I'm seeing. And it's the same thing all over the country. Look at Haiti for an example. They're telling the people, the Haitians are leaving Haiti, they're trying to get to the United States. Well, why? Because the demons are there killing, raping, and destroying the country from within. One came to steal, and destroy. That's who the Clintons are. That's what they are doing. You can't deny that. It's happening. And I see it. I see it out of experience. I helped organize the Haitian, when they came to this country, I helped organize them here and got them out of Chrome Detention Center, filed a federal suit thinking that was the way. Point is that now we can see what's going on. They're taking these people's countries all over the world. They're running them out of Central South America, and they're here. They run them out of Cuba, and they're here. They're not running the black ones out. They're still there, and they're still denying those who would try to come here. This country is. So we're the ones who have, in my opinion, who have the ability and the responsibility to stand up against this evil and this wickedness. Dr. King made it clear. He said, we have a spiritual and a moral obligation not to cooperate with our own demise. And when we fight each other, we don't come and work together. When we undermine each other, backstab each other, we are cooperating with our own demise. Because once you got me out the way, you're next. And that's what we need to say to those who block our way. And we call them the boule. They need to wake up and come on in the house and what we've got. They are our intelligence. And they could and should make a difference. But we've not been able to garner their full support in this struggle for independence and freedom.
Yeah, Brother Ray, I have a list of different quotes that from Dr. King and from his wife Coretta Scott King, and I'd like to go through the different quotes and get your opinion and others on how they feel that this applies to us today and how we can use this today to strengthen us. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay, well, the first quote that I have, and, you know, y'all that is here, if you press 1, then we can get your comments on it as well. And caller, I see you. We'll get to you. Okay, Dr. King, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear.
Well, I used to drive him when he come to Washington. I've been in the car with him and at the meetings at the White House and at the church, wherever he needed to go that I was responsible for taking him to. I was fortunate enough to be in those meetings. He did preach love. There's no question about it. Well, one of the things I said to him, and I think this made an impression on him. I said, Doc, the problem that I see is that we don't love ourselves. We don't love each other. We talk about love, but we have to learn to love ourselves. I can't love you if I don't love me. And that's what I saw as we went around. We had to learn to love one another. When I say love one another, love who God made you. Love your kinky hair and your beautiful black skin. That's why we came out with that. When James Brown came out with that, I'm black and I'm beautiful. Black and I'm proud, all those things that forced us to look at ourselves and see the beauty in us, the beauty in our people. But we weren't taught that. We were taught that we were slaves. We were taught that Jesus was a white boy, you know, and we weren't taught the truth. So, and even in that day, the church never taught that. They still don't teach it in many cases. Some are teaching it now. But those are the lessons that our people need to hear. Those are the lessons we need to teach, okay? And once we teach these lessons to these young people, they will learn to respect one another. They will learn to love each other. And then we have to teach why we're having some of the problems that we're having. So that's how I would answer that particular love quote that Dr. King had.
Okay, now we have a caller, so let me get them. Area code 424, your opinion on the quote and how it applies to us today, what we can take from it?
Greetings, Antoinette and
Brother
Ray.
Tyreek.
Greetings, how is everyone this
good
day?
Well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing perfectly great. I feel wonderful. I've been at my garden today and, you know, picking my greens and salads and I had to run to the floor cleaner, you know.
I had to run to the vacuum cleaner store
because I changed the bag in my vacuum cleaner. And I couldn't close it back up for some reason, so I had to take it over there and pick up some new bags as well. So that was a part of my day because I had spilled a bunch of shredded paper in the room, so I couldn't sweep it up because I don't have enough. I didn't have my vacuum cleaner, so, you know, it was a mess. But anyway,
I'm glad you got that taken care of. Yeah, so tell me, what is your opinion on the quote?
Well, you know, love, it comes to that good and great number, five. But as far as he later told us, based upon that, you know, he had a dream. Based on that love, he spoke it very clearly. But
yes,
he said that it looked like that dream had been helping us come into a nightmare, you know, and it was a nightmare, and it became a nightmare for him. So when you hear the last words that he spoke in the church the day before he was shot down, he said, you know, we've got some difficult days ahead.
Yeah,
and that's what started with, and he said but you know, he may not get there with us, but we're going to get
right
to the promised land. Well,
yes,
that's
we are the people. Yes.
We the people are going to do that but we're not going to do that until we grasp ourselves. In other words, if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. That's not happening. You know what I mean? And so,
yes,
you know, and that's why it's so important and imperative that we teach our young people our story, the story of ourselves.
That's all part of the People's Grassroots Assembly. That's all part of their agenda. We've got to begin to teach these children from the babies up who we are. And here, the history of us. You go into other communities, for an example, the Jewish communities, they have their own schools and they teach their history to their children, and they have their schools right here in our community right now. And we do not have our schools in our community. We have a public school system that is teaching. We are allowing them to teach our children lies, as this governor in the state of Florida is attempting to do now, and we are not saying anything or doing anything about it. But as we said, It's on us. We need to open our own schools, teach the truth to our own people. And when we do that, we will remember and learn who we are. You know, and as long as we let them educate us, we're going to keep being dumbed down. So, yeah, I agree with that, brother.
Yes. We also have another caller, and I believe this is the numbers man. My co-host. Really, I'm his co-host, but Brother Eddie.
Greetings, family. How's everyone doing on this service day?
How are you?
Day of remembrance. I'm doing great, family. I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this day. this day, King's Day, happened to fall on my Earth Day, so I'm enjoying my day.
And happy birthday.
Yes. And I'd like to say, using
this perimeter of King. I have a dream, family, because dream is seven. This is the year of the seven, so this is your year to dream. I've been talking to a lot of you, and you've been telling me of your dreams, so understand, this is the year of dream. And if you got a dream, you can build it. You can build your dream. That's why you're having your dream. Brother Ray has built his dream. We've seen this dream coming to fruition with the drum beat. As he said, it started from a dream, baby, and he built the dream. We can do that. If you dream it, you can build it. And if you build it, they will come. So, yes, baby, you're having dreams for a reason this year. So act on those dreams, because action is seven. And this is why we got to put those dreams that build to action. So that next dream that Brother Ray is envisioning is what? This grass roots assembly. So if you dream it, you can build it, baby. Make it happen. Make it happen, family. I just want to share that.
Well, let me share this with you, Brother Eddie. The dream is happening. The grassroots is happening because of you, Antoinette, and others who listen on in here, on and Tariq and others who listen in on these conversations, but take a part of it. Your input is as important as anybody else's input. And the team that we're building, you with the numbers of people to have, you know, have to learn, with Tariq with the history and the information that he has that we have to learn, with Antoinette and her ability to hold these blogs and this radio talk, you know, all these things go in the pot to build this dream or this stew that we are building, so we can free ourselves from this oppression. And we can do that. And, you know, we've been taught that we can't, but we can. We can do all things, And I believe it to my core that it's with us, that we are the, if we are the problem, then we are the solution. And we are the solution to any problem that we have. So I thank you, brother, for participating with this effort. And I'm so apologize to you and others for taking so long put this thing together. I'm doing the best I can, believe me, to bring it all into fruition where we can share it. And there's some people who are listening here tonight who I've spoken with, and I pray that they will convict themselves to doing their part to putting this together. I can't do it all. Antoinette can't do it all. Eddie can't do it all. You know, Tariq can't do it all. We all have a part to play. And if you hear your part in here, please, you know, call us back or contact us. Now, we will have our website up very soon, I pray, so we can use that and for communication. But at this point, we're not there. We're not there. I've had so many those who came and promised to do one thing or the other and have done nothing. So we need to overcome all of that and just keep on moving. It's going to be great. So I didn't want to take up too much time, but I just want to thank you, Brother Eddie, for that.
I'm going to go to the next quote, y'all. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. Gentlemen, whoever wants to take it first, and anyone that's on the call, you know, if you press one, I'd be happy to take yours too. Eddie and Brother Ray?
Well, the first thing I would say regarding this love that we have, what Dr. King was speaking of, the love for ourselves, and of course that we must love our enemy, but that doesn't mean we have to like him, okay? That we don't have to like him, because I certainly don't like what they do. Okay,
right.
And I think that the love that we have to share with them is to stand on our own two feet and be prepared to knock them out when they come to knock us out. So I'm just saying we have to get organized and be prepared. If our brothers and sisters in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and in Wilmington, and in Florida and other cities across this country that were attacked by these people, burned down, murdered. They had been prepared when they came, as Vince were prepared to defend their city in South Carolina when they came to burn it and had to face these brothers standing at the entrance of their city with their shotguns. They turned around and ran. Okay, then that's the kind of love we need to begin to understand. Love enough for ourselves and for our children and our communities to protect it and defend it from these people who come to kill us.
Yes, and we have Brother Tyreek back with us. Okay, did I lose him? Wait a minute.
Anyway, right quick, let me add to that.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you, Brother Eddie.
Yeah, I just want to add to that. First and foremost, forgiveness. Forgiveness is key. Forgiveness starts with self. We got to forgive ourselves for all the nonsense, everything that we've done, everything that we've allowed to happen to us, because nothing can happen without us letting it happen. So the first forgiveness starts with self.
Come on,
we forgive others. And as far as the enemy, it's the inner me, the inner me that I love, because the inner me, I understand. So I'm understanding my enemy, but the inner me is what I truly love inside of me. This is why I'm able to forgive the enemy. So, yes, we definitely have to start with forgiveness of self and do the soul searching on why one must forgive oneself, to be honest with oneself, you know. And once we do that and put that all on the table, we can start to unravel a lot of the nonsense that we've put ourselves through and allowed ourselves to be put through.
Tell it, Eddie. Tell it, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And with that, family, let me just say this. I'll be right back with you. I have calls from relatives calling me from out of town. I got to answer these calls right quick.
Okay. Thank you, brother Eddie.
Happy birthday.
Fam. I'll be back. Thanks again, fam.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Wait a minute. I have more. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. And that was Dr. King.
Yes. And that's what we learned about from the Germans, and that's how Germany was overtaken with the use of propaganda to get people to fight amongst themselves and to divide up, and then they're forced to follow one instead of thinking for themselves, and therefore you had 35 million Germans running around Heil Hitler and all that. And little did they know, they were being manipulated like we are and have been manipulated since 1944. First and foremost, today has become literally an exhibition of MK Ultra. And MK Ultra is mind control programming, which they have manipulated us with for many, many decades. Since Edward Bernays and the public relations people. And so therefore, unless we're doing these things for ourselves, we can't possibly stand up and stand on our square when they come at us, because we don't even know that they're coming. Or we're going to act like we don't know that they're coming, like the people in Wilmington, for example. They didn't believe coalition people in the governance of the city would line up with the Daughters of the American Revolution and an old colonel from the Confederate Army who rounded up 3,000 men and with a Gatling gun came into Wilmington and just destroyed their newspaper, their businesses, their homes, ran them out of town, killed them. Nobody knows how many, like in so many of the cities across the country. As Brother Ray spoke out before, and literally you can't defend something that you didn't do. And see, once you understand how we have done all these things that are necessary to do, if we've done it before, we can do it again. And as Brother Ray continues to say, we must come together, those of us who have these skills, those of us who have other skills, we all have something to contribute. And the best thing to do is to build it from the bottom, as he says, and learn from the experiences of the elders, and Council of Elders should be here, be operating as well, so that the young people can check with us and find out these stories. I know that the young people that I've been in contact with and had exchange with have been exceptional in wanting to find out the story, the Ku Klux spirit, that nature knows no color line, or that the world, what the world has gotten from us, you know, and so many other elements that J.A. Rogers wrote about, and I provide the list to anyone who wants to have a foundational book list to learn the information that they need to help them survive in here in the future, because we are at the point now that we're going to have a rough time to survive if we don't come together. I'm telling you, it's now or never. I'm serious. It's a big deal.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, we know it's happening. It's definitely happening.
I want people to understand that it is happening. We don't have to look for it now. It's right here in your face. All you have to do is chime in. You didn't get a chance to do what we're doing right now. You didn't have a blog that you could call and hear other people express to you what was going on. You know, we didn't have all these things. Now we have it. Oh, certainly we didn't have it during Dr. King's era. They didn't get a chance to share information like this. I mean, we had to catch buses and get rides and go all over. We went down to South and did voter registration. The people didn't even know what a vote was. But we had to educate them, one-on-one, and we did that, okay?
Right.
So now we got a greater opportunity to reach people and teach people, but get them to do something in their communities. We have a community here. Well, there are plenty of communities that are going through this, but we have communities that are majority melanated people, but we don't own anything in our communities. We don't control anything in our community. The only thing that we control in our community is the church. And if the leadership of the church doesn't understand the kinds of things we're talking about tonight, then we'll stay in the condition that we're in. Example, we've gone into communities where we didn't own a corner store. We didn't own a supermarket. We didn't own a gas station. We didn't own a clothing. We didn't own anything that we buy. How you build an economic base. You spend your money among your people. They put a percentage, that 10% of that money back in their community, okay, back in their community, which spreads out to help, you know, the other people in the community. You don't have to look for a job because you've created your own job, okay? We go to these markets that are in our community. They don't even hire our people. So you got communities there who have Hispanic markets but who won't hire African-Americans. Or indigenous people here. So what are we going to do? We're going to keep accepting this. And I'm not saying argue or fight anybody about anything, but open your own store. Bring your own food in. We've got farmers who can bring their food to us. We got farmers around this country. That's why people come to this country, because we built all these things. And they take advantage of it, okay? And they open the supermarket, get the gas station. And that's on Amoco and Exxon and all the rest of those dogs at the top who use that economic power to lock us out. Okay, but we have to be wise enough to organize, to say to Exxon and Amoco, all the rest of them, if we don't own a gas station in our community, then we're not going to buy your gas. And if we can get enough people to do that, just 1 week, don't buy any gas, y'all. They're going to change their plan right away. Okay? And they're getting that oil from our people in the first place. Okay? So, you know, we got the solution. And all we're just saying is let's sit down and plan these things and make it move. Money rules in all matters. you know, and I keep telling you the story about Gaddafi and what he was doing and why they killed him, okay, why they murdered him. They murdered him because he was building an economic base for Africa. He was putting his own, Africa's own gold-backed currency. That's why they murdered him and had his own people to do it, okay, because they could use the mind control system to get these things done. But we have a mind control system, too. It's called the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. Lord, we need your help. We need to stop the massacre of our people. So, you know, these are the approaches that we believe that the grassroots assembly can create. And there has to be a new way for a new day. This has to be the way. We can't keep going back and going back what we did back in the day and what was said then. What are we going to do now? Tanks at the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we going to do now? But that's why we're doing it.
Yes. And I have a quote from Coretta Scott King. It doesn't matter how strong your opinions are. If you don't use your power for positive change, you are indeed part of the problem. So we have a lot of strong opinions and a lot of people that are wanting to do something. But if we're not putting it together for positive, then we're just a part of the problem. So where do we go from here? You know, where do we actually go from here?
Well, years back, I spent time organizing and try at the in the Baptist community out here in Los Angeles as the head of the Baptist business, National Baptist Business League that was being organized, and we caught hell from the Baptist Ministers Conference for what we were doing. I mean, it was so unbelievable. It just knocked us for a loop because it wasn't even really over something, you know, as serious as what we have today, but it was about the water. And this preacher told me, and one of the big shots there, he told me, he said, young man, you better be careful what you're saying about these people, because they'll kill you. that's what I got. As the Baptist head of the Baptist National Baptist Business League.
Well, we got some ministers listening tonight, and I trust them because I know that they are men of God and women of God. They're convicted to change, and because they're beginning to see what's in our faces in your own community, how we don't control even those event controls. Here in Miami, for an example, they have a parade, Martin Luther King Jr. parade, and guess who's in charge? It ain't the black people, melanated people in Dade County in charge. Somebody else is in charge. They're getting the money to put your parade on. Mm-hmm. And there's no information being given to your people about who Dr. King really was. All they want you to know is he had a dream. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's on us to let them know, yes, he had a dream. And we have to make that dream a reality. And in making that dream a reality, we have to do something ourselves, that the government is not going to do it for you. Okay? The Jewish community can't do it for you. The Catholic community can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And you have all the tools to do it. You build America, you can build anything. That's why people are coming here, because of what you've built. They're doing what the governance is, the people who control your country while giving the $40 billion and more to the white folks who bring them here to boost their numbers because of what Dr. Francis Cress Welsing said was genetic annihilation that they're afraid of. That's why they're bringing them here. At the same time, they're in Africa attacking the African people, murdering them as we speak, shooting unarmed people down with their machetes and their guns and their airplanes, and they're poisoning their water as they did in Cameroon, and then lied to you talking about it, the water explode. Get out of here. Everybody, you can fool some of the people all the time, but you can never fool all the people all the time.
Brother Ray?
You never can fool God.
What did they say about the water there in Cameroon?
Oh, you remember they said the gas came up out of the water that killed the people
there?
Yeah,
right. It was the gas in the water that caused it.
Yeah, may not mm-hmm. be aware of that, but there are so many right. things that they do, and it just doesn't make good sense. It doesn't make good spiritual sense. They just no. lie to us, and we, unfortunately, we go for the lie.
Well,
instead of thinking,
yeah.
you know, on a spiritual level, this is impossible for what they are telling us. So that's their way of doing things. It's not our way. Those are
right.
their laws that they put in place. They're not our laws. We don't
right.
make laws like that as people.
Right.
Okay? So what we're trying to do, or what we're doing, is bringing people together who have a godly mind, who love
yep.
themselves and love one another. Dr. King has clearly said to us, once we learn to love one another and do unto others as you have them do unto you, then we will change all of this. And that's all
right.
it takes. That's all
mm-hmm.
it takes. We don't have guns. I can't go out here and have a would fit the caliber of a machine gun or whatever that is. I would know how to shoot it. But the point
yeah.
is that we can do these things, and we can organize. We have doctors who are going to, they're prepared and ready to come. But again, they need us, and we need them. Okay,
right.
this whole COVID thing, there are already solutions to what this jab has done to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was an attack on humanity. That's what that was. And we said it then, and we'll say it again. These are liars. And that's to the President
yeah.
of the United States and all the rest of them, you are liars, and you're killing these
yeah.
people. And we got to wake up, people. You are the power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they say speak power, speak truth to power. Speak truth to the people. The people, once they hear the truth, they'll do better. Once you know better, you will do better. But you have to trust and believe somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so there's so much that has to be done and so little time to do it. But for those of you who picked up on the drum call and are praying, your prayers will be answered. Make no mistake about that. Your prayers will be answered. Just be prepared to accept it and move on it.
Yeah, and for those out there who are reading and studying and attempting to learn our story, I have lots and lots of information to share with you, to get you to share with others, to show whose story is it. In fact, folks, all that stuff you learn about them, that's all baloney, folks. Our story is the story. Yeah, that we have.
Deborah, give your contact information so that people can contact you if they wish to go deeper into our story.
Right. You can come in. You can contact me at Tariq Montuno, TarikMontuno @gmail.com. And my telephone number is 424-248-4007. And as I said, I have a book I'm attempting to republish now on vaccines, and it's an information survey that shows you what the medical system itself says about that, what they're doing. And so once you see that, you really shake your head and wonder, what in the world? How is it that they got this over on us? Yeah, you'll find that out. And I have
you
other.
You want to give your medical background before, since you put that out, you
right.
want to give your medical background? Because I know you have one, so that's what I'm asking you to put it out.
I spent 3 years in Sweden in the medical system there, learning physiology, anatomy. I thought I was going to study and be a nurse and a doctor. I became a nurse and an LVN and an OR tech at the Royal Medical Infirmary downtown Stockholm, Sweden, capital. And until I couldn't stand it anymore, then I switched over to publishing and printing operation. And for 9 years, I became the principal photographer and travel writer for them. And I've been a bunch of places like that. So I have a background, mm-hmm. folks, that can really open up things for you, because there's so much information out here. This is the information age. And if you are not able to comprehend and select what is true for you, a lot is going over our heads because we haven't the basics to know what they're saying. And plus they're being double talk. They're using double talk at all times. They're using dog Latin. They're using advertising talk at all times to talk us out of what we're supposed to do. That's what you got to know about. That's what Operation Mockingbird was all about in 1944.
That's what this whole movement is, Tariq. Right. That's what this whole movement is, to put in place an educational system where we can promote your book,
so we can get that information
and get you to explain to the, you to hold the classes that we need so that you, that our people can learn this in each of our communities across the country. Everybody's not going to call into Antoinette's show or Beverly's show. They're not going to call into these shows. But once this thing is established like we're doing, they'll be able to get this information and begin to teach it in their communities under your direction from that information that you have. And under the others, we have some very important people working with us who are prepared to come in. We just have to get this part of it organized. That's what we're working on. And it's going to be very soon we'll be able to hide those and start going to these communities. We'll be able to contact each of these people who are working with us. We got lawyers, of course. And I say lawyers are people who know the law. We're not talking about the people who signed on to the British accreditation register, those who owe their soul to England and to the Queen. We ain't talking about y'all. You know, y'all done your job. Okay. We want the ones who know the law and our law. We want to form our own law, which is the law that God gave us, do unto others. We know what the law is, you know. We know that. But this here in a country that puts money up to kill people, they're sending weapons of war instead of weapons of love to other countries, with tanks and bombs and rockets and stuff like that to kill people.
The U.S. government, my brother, U.S. government is bringing drugs into this country to kill off so many of their own people. So, I mean, it's coming
absolutely.
Both ways. Yeah, so
well,
we have
not,
to know.
They're not killing their own people. They're killing us. We are not their people. I'm sorry. They are not my people. Those who are doing these things. They have identified themselves because our people don't do those things. We don't poison people. We don't put the fluoride in their water. You know, and as I said earlier, I've said it on this show, but I say it all the time, we went down to challenge the city, the county government about the fluoride in our water because we know what it does to the people. But they have not moved to change it. And until we can get organized so that when we say we're going to change this fluoride situation in our water, and all I'm asking the people do who listen to this program, get 10 people and go to your commission and expose the fact that you know what the fluoride is doing in the water. They can clean it up in our systems. You don't have to buy it from the supermarket so that they can make money off it. You don't have to buy their water purifiers to make money. They can make money off of us. We have a government that can do all these things at the reservoir. They can clean up this water. But they won't, because the corporates controlled everything and they want to make money off of our misery.
That's the game they're head up. But see, we have the solutions to those things and have been using them and doing them here in spite of everything. And that's what I keep, wanting people to learn is what we have done, folks. We have done so many great things over the years, and consistently they have come, and the attack has always been at us economically, so that once they come and attack us, we are economically ruined, and then you have to start all over. And that's what they've consistently done to every group they brought in this country. And then, especially any of them that will align themselves with us, because again, over the centuries we have been, manipulated to believe that we were brought over here on some sailboats by the millions.
We find out that all that's a lie.
So we have to really reevaluate, our situation, and I know that coming together with this grassroots assembly will definitely provide the basis for this to definitely multiply and explode out there, because once the people find out that they have been bamboozled, fooled, etc., and know that they can they have something they can do to change it, oh, then you're going to see. You're going to see, because it's not going to take, everybody.
Let's give some direction so that people will know that they can do the same things that we're talking about. In South Florida, for an example, there's a community here called P. Rhine. At one point, it was a large majority black folk in this community, particularly West Perrine. So when we realized that there was a problem, trying to organize the people to go to the commissions, the people at the top, and say to them that we have a problem, we need help over here in our community. But what had to happen? And I knew what to do all along, but I couldn't say it to the people because they wouldn't believe me. Because they voted for these people to be in office, and they had all the faith in these people. And who am I to tell them that this can be done if we go down and see them? Because they believed that they would do what they were supposed to do. The point was, we gathered a group of people. We went to the commission, the guy who was over our community and could have done what we asked or what we needed, but because he had his soul to the other side, he couldn't do it and wouldn't do it. So what did they do? They attacked those of us who were trying to bring it together so the people would understand that this is our government. They work for us. We don't work for them. They must do what we want, but we have to know what it is that we want. Most people didn't know that your water's got fluoride in it. They didn't know what fluoride is. They didn't know where it came from, and they didn't know what it does to the human mind and the human body. They had no clue to that, and they certainly weren't going to take it from another individual, but they would take it from a higher up, somebody in authority, but you'll never hear it from them. Bottom line was this. Once they came along with the shot and people started taking the shot and dropping dead all over the place, and the system was foreclosing on our homes, the next thing you know, the community that was once majority melanated people, black, and is no longer majority, that others have been brought into the country and placed in that community. So now you have no power. And the only power that you have is what you will put together yourself and address these issues. Okay, so this is what we're trying to show the people. We don't have to take what's going on. I said this to Flint, Michigan. We don't have to put up with that. Not a soul up there was arrested for poisoning that water. And we know it was poison. And we know they were selling that water off after they cleaned what they could up and sold it to other countries. So we know these things, but the people don't believe it and don't believe they have the power to do something about it. We've got to change that scenario. We got to wake them up and say, you got the power. Here's what's going on, and here's how to change it. So we have to give direction to what we need to do to cause the change that we want. And that's why we're putting this organization together. That's why we're going to organize it in such a fashion that we will be strong. And the world is watching us, y'all. The whole world is watching black people in America. They're watching us to see what we're going to do. And that's just a matter of fact. And I'm getting calls all the time, you know, getting calls from South Africa and getting calls from West Africa, you know, other nations, you know. They want to know that, well, they think we got all the answers, but they want to know what to do there. We have to wake them up to the point of how their governments are being changed. How they're bringing in what the Chinese are doing in Africa, the same thing that the Europeans are doing. So they're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. But if you organize and know that you are the people of God, that people come with forked tongue, they come with money in their left hand and a hatchet in their right hand, and they take your land, give you a book, and they take the land for themselves, and they take your natural resources, and they make billions of dollars off it and give you nothing. But they give your leaders big money. They make them rich and powerful, so they think. But, you know, like I said, the drum call is going to bring all that to an end, because the Creator knows all things. He knows what's going on. He's just waiting for us to wake up and call on Him. Lord help.
Well, we also have the Galactic Federation, which is the people of Atlantis who left in before the catastrophe happened, that are waiting on us to come together and do exactly what we've been talking about. And so I know that sounds very strange for a lot of people out there, but there was an Atlantis here, and Atlantis was far more advanced than any societies that we have today. and especially in those in the past couple hundred years with these level 12 peasantry that they brought over here and took over the South with, and subsequently we have all that militarism down in the South because that's where it was all organized, you see. So we have a story, folks. We know how to do this. We can change this, and we can do it. The people in Flint can come together in committees and put together documents and send to the ones in charge and to ask them for their papers and ask them to prove up that they have the authority to do what they did. And they're going to go into default, and the people are going to be able to collect a large sum on them because they are not who they say they are. They did not do what they were supposed to do. This is the same in Florida. This is the same here in Cali. We have the same situation out here with it's not fluoride, by the way, folks. It's fluosilicic acid. It's a derivative of some other production process, which is a waste product. It's not exactly fluoride like in nature, which is also very deadly, but this fluosilicic acid is what you don't want in your water because it destroys your brain function, and that's what they're trying to do, folks. And so this is why we have to come together to know, about the water. I mean, that's the basis of all of our existence is the water. We are water people. Everything about us is water. And so, you know, we have all the solutions. We have for people who live in areas where there's too much minerals, we have a system to give you clean water. We have also shower filters. We have bathtub filters that filter up all the fluoride.
What we're talking about is organizing so that we will get our people to go down to the county and down to the city,
right,
in an organized fashion, so that mm-hmm. we can let them know that we're prepared and we have what you're talking about. We already got these things in place, but we need to stop them from poisoning us. We need to do that.
Right.
And what mm-hmm. Most of the people that grassroots people don't have finance to purchase these water purifiers and these air purifiers, all the stuff that the government is supposed to do, that they have the power to do, they have the money and the weapons, not so much weapons, the materials to do these things at the reservoir so the water is clean. And they're not
right.
doing it. We need to force them to do it. You're not going to do them as far as their economic, they're making money off of us by buying what they're selling to us. We have to put a stop to that. And you put a stop to it by challenging those who are in position that we selected or elected to be in office who are supposed
mm-hmm.
to protect the rights
right.
of the people and the lives of the people. So that's what we're
right.
saying. We're saying, let's get organized, go down and confront
these people. How do you do that? With what instruments do you use to do that? I have the instruments to do that with. They are successful in doing it. They bring these people out of and put these people out of office because of their lack of what they were supposed to do or was supposed to have. It's all ABC 1 2 3 do re mi. People, come on. I've been doing this 25 some years. I've shown people this
ain't
over and
happened.
Over again.
Nothing has happened over the 25 or 30 years that we've been challenging them. I used to sell these water purifiers too.
Come on. How do you know nothing's happening? You're going to tell me nothing's happening.
Because
plenty
our people are dying. Tariq, hold up, man. Our people are dying all over the place as a result of what's being done to us by the people who control our government.
We know that, but we also know that there are plenty of people that have
the
solution. That's all I'm saying. We know the solution
to
this.
Okay, gentlemen, let's move on. The next quote that I have is Coretta Scott King has said, struggle is a never-ending process. Freedom is never really won. You earn it and win it in every generation. And as you see from the 60s when they assassinated Dr. King, we're still struggling with that same issue today. You know, different levels, broader levels, but the underlying levels of which Dr. King was fighting for was never truly one. It was never really one, truly one. Not that he didn't set the precedent down for us to be able to do so, but we're still fighting that same battle.
Well, in my opinion, and I think that's what we were discussing, what we were supposed to discuss tonight, how do we solve these problems that that we have? And Dr. King and Coretta and others back in the day said the same things that we're saying today. But, you know, that's 50 years ago. Why we're still saying the same thing? Why are we still trying to approach the same problem? So a new day for a new way and a new way for a new day. We've got to change our strategy and deal with it from our perspective right now. You know, what's going on right now that we can do something about? And that we're saying we've got solutions to some of these problems. We've got people who are in position to do it, but we are not organized as others are. So they come to this country, they come organized already. They get the support of the criminals who are running this country, and they are criminals who are running this country. And they put them in position to keep them at the top and in power. Okay, so what we're saying is the power is with us, but we are not organized to address the issues that affect us. We should not be going into these hospitals and dying from a bump on our back. We should not be getting sick for a sore throat. We have doctors. We have a solution to all of these problems, and let's pull it together so we can begin to open our own hospitals, to take care of our own people, and not depend on them with their lying that's murdering us every day. And we have to face the fact of what is going on, you know, and it's happening every day. And we can change it, and we can do something. But, you know, this whole thing of turning on each other to try whatever it is that we can't seem to get our minds together and do the simple things that's going to cause, you know, the change that we need. You know, and I see it over and over and over again. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop doing what I see. And I hope that all of us do what we believe and work on it and bring up some solutions to these issues and these problems that we have. I don't see going to, my solution is not going to come from somebody else. It's going to come from us. It's going to come from me.
Yeah.
It's going to come from our people.
Yeah. Yes, I absolutely agree with that. Well, now, after Dr. King did his famous speech that they constantly throw at us, I have a dream, but we know that he said other speeches that were not publicized, like I have a dream, and not given the full credit, but where he even said that, you know, he's thrown his people into a burning building. But let's not forget where he said that they wrote a check and the check came back bounced, you know, and he was still, you know, we're going to come to get our money. He didn't ask. He said, this is what we're going to do. This movement that Brother Ray and others are talking about now is that, you know, wait a minute, you gave us a bad check. All right, well, it's time to clean up the check. What are we doing?
Well, the fact is that the country, so-called, the U.S. corporation, went out of bankruptcy for the last time in 2019 and does no longer exist. And Washington, D.C. right now is closed down and not operating at all. It's all just, you know, it's all just an illusion on the television vision.
Political,
you know,
theater.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's all theater. And we know this because Tyler Perry's studio has been used Accident Biden, you know, and he was, that's where he was doing things from the office down there, you know, and so this is stuff that we already know. We know that, for example, you know, that and I think King's Dr. King's legacy has told us really, because we have been following the cross of death for a long, long time, folks. And he said, you know, this old rugged cross, we got to get rid of this old rugged cross because it's been crossed us up so many times until, you know, I mean, and if it keeps on crisscrossing, you know, you have to go on and deal with it and leave it alone. See, that's the key. And these are the words of someone who couldn't even see who wrote these words. You see, that the old rugged cross and cross us up, y'all. Yeah, and you got to leave that cross of death alone and look at the cross of life that was our cross that has been way before any of this stuff that has happened in the past 200-300 years. You understand? And that's why the military won't allow us to go into our territory there in the Grand, what do they call the Grand Canyon? See, because the Grand Canyon is not just the Grand Canyon. It's a whole complex of pyramids. The ISIS pyramid is there. How is the ISIS pyramid in the Grand Canyon that you can see from Google Earth? And why is it that we can't go there? Well, it's like Mr. Brown up at Mount Shasta. He found a tunnel that went 30 miles under the earth and came up into a city where he found boxes with skeletons in them, 17, 12, 15, 17 feet tall, in a city under the ground. Okay, so there was a story before, long before this stuff that we think we know about, see. Now that we have LIDAR, LIDAR, you can see what was under the earth. Because you can now go down into the earth and see what was there. And they're finding all of this stuff, like at the back side of the Amazon forest, they found a massive city all behind, way below it, of course, but behind it, you see. So things that were there before, way before it was any of this stuff we know about, see. So I mean, we put these questions out there. We ask these questions. We give answers. We show people that you're not getting sick of something flying around in the sky. You're getting sick because the food is poisoned. And here's why. The food is poisoned because they use glyphosate. And so all this kind of basic instruction that we're supposed to get in school, we don't get this. And so if we're not going to teach our people the truth and what's really going on, then it's on us. See, so that's why I keep pushing this thing about our story and what we have done and what we can do and are doing, excuse me, not what can we do, we are doing all across the country. People have taken their lives into their own hands and are organizing themselves outside of the BS system that, you know, tries to get you to take grants and organize yourself in a 501c3 so you can get a grant and all that kind of stuff, you know. But we know another way. We know how to and have done this throughout the country if we will just take a look at our story. That's what I keep telling people. All those great cities we had all across the country, how did that happen? You know, and how is it that not there now? Oh, now you're going to start seeing the results, and you're going to start seeing what to do. And that's where we're at now, I think, very much so.
Well, the thing is, what are we going to do about what's going on right now? What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about. That's what this organizing effort is, to put in movements and things that we can do. And one of the things that I hope that the listeners will understand, that it's on you to, if you hear and agree with what's being said tonight, that you would put in place in your community, among your family and your friends, what we are suggesting. And the way that you do that is you have to take the information that you're getting. You got to discuss it among yourselves and ask questions. You've got people on this network who have answers for you, the things that you've never heard before, never even thought about before. Then you call in and you talk to us, and we will help you understand what it is that needs to be done and how you can do it. We're not going to come and do it for you. And that's the other thing that has to be understood. You have to do this, but we're going to give you the roadmap to do these things. None of us know it all, and none of us can do it all. But collectively, we can do anything. I'm not a doctor, but I got doctors who know what to do, okay? I got doctors who can take care of you without giving you a jab, without cutting you, giving you an operation, okay, and without giving you some chemicals that's going to poison the rest of your body, eat your kidneys up and eat your liver up and make you lose your eyesight and all kind of foolishness they're doing to it. So we've got those people in place, and that's what this is about, organizing to address those issues that directly affect us. And what's good for us is good for everybody.
Right.
Anybody and everybody can use the information that we're coming up and sharing and giving out to anybody who wants to accept it and at least try it. We're going to have to do something. Like I said, too many people are just dropping dead. Just dropping.
Right.
They're not telling you because they control the news media. They control the airwaves with their news media, and they only tell you what they want you to know. But we're saying to you, hey, we know something. Here's what we want to do about what's happening to us right now. So here we
are.
This is what the grassroots assembly is about, teaching, organizing, and going back out and addressing these issues. Now, how do you do that? One of the ways we feel that it can be done is you get 10 people, 5 people, go to your city commission, your county commission, and you bring up these issues that we are sharing with you. And, you know, demanding that they do something. When they see 10 people show up, they're seeing 10,000 people.
That's right.
You see 10 people show up at the county commission, and you start asking questions. Or you go to your elected official and you ask the question, because they know. And if they don't know, they should know. Okay? And you start demanding that changes be done and that you're not going to tolerate anything else. When you do that, things will change. You do that, things will change. When you go to the sheriff, the constitutional sheriff, and you carry 10 people, and you go to that meeting and you demand the constitutional sheriff, and if he doesn't do it, then that's the next step is you organize your people. And I've explained this over and over again. When these elected officials here denied Nelson Mandela the key to the city, that they were giving anybody else that they wanted to have one, they were not melanated.
Yep.
They would give them the
key
to the city. Okay? But they refused to give him the key to the city. So we organized and we did what we called a full court press. And we went to recall. We did a recall for the entire city commission of Miami. The entire city commission.
Yeah.
It scared the hell out of
you.
But what happened was we could not get the support of the organizations or the churches in this community to do it. So we lost that bid by 1,500 votes, or signatures, I should say. And you can do these kind of things. They're not stopping you from doing it, but getting organized. And people will understand that we can. Your recall is more powerful than your vote. You vote, put people in office, and they go do something else. You can recall them from that office.
Right.
Okay, people don't know that. They don't know about the recall. So what we are suggesting is these are some of the things that you can do to create the change that you're looking for. And because these people have been elected and because they claim to be a Christian nation, they're not Christian. They don't think about other people. They think about themselves. They don't think about doing unto others as they do to them. They think about themselves and how much money they can make off of our misery. Okay, so these are just some of the things that we want you to think about and put some ideas together and just begin to collect some people in your neighborhood around and give them that information. They need to know what Brother Eddie is teaching. They need to know what Brother Tariq is teaching. Okay? They need to know what these doctors are teaching. I want to call their names, but I won't yet. But they need to know these things. They need to know that they can go and get healed from whatever this demon has put on them. Okay, they need to know that and then have the courage to do so. And then we need to have raised the finance among us to do whatever has to be done for us. Okay? We've given money to this government. This government will give it to everybody but us. Everybody but us. They're bringing these people in, giving them hundreds of thousands of dollars, setting them up in business. And refuse to do that for us who fought and built this country? No, we can't sit back and accept that and do nothing about it. So, you know, I don't like sounding arrogant or angry or just say frustrated, because you get frustration when you And you keep saying the same thing over and over, and people don't understand it or move on it until it's too late. The tank is at the corner, y'all. These people intending to kill us. They did it up in St. Louis. They brought them tanks up in there to try to intimidate you. There's some of us that didn't intimidate us, but we knew who they were and what they're doing. So when they had those so-called riots, they brought all these racist foreigners in here, put masks on them so you couldn't see their faces, and they came in and beat everybody, white and black. They didn't care about no color because they were here to do what they did.
Yeah.
But we need to know that. So come on, y'all. We got the juice we need. Let's do it. So
go ahead, Brother Ray. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No, I was trying to bring you in.
A point that I would like to make, that, as I said, I have quotes, and you can look on the description for the show. But after Dr. King made his speech, I have a dream. In light of King's powerful, this is what was circulated through the FBI. In light of King's powerful speech yesterday, he stands head and shoulders over all other Negro leaders put together when it comes to influencing great masses of Negroes. We must mark him now, if we have not done so before, as the most dangerous Negro of the future in this nation from the standpoint of communism, the Negro, and national security. I mean, so, you know, now I hear a lot of people degrading Dr. King and the movement and what he did. But I feel that it's, you know, if you look at how the white man started viewing him as being dangerous, and now where, you know, they're taking his name and things and they're commercializing it. So the, oh, boy, what's the word that I want?
Let me make his
message not as important as it was. I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
Yes. Now, you're talking about J. Edgar Hoover, who said, made that statement.
Yes.
And the answer to that was either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. What J. Edgar Hoover did was expose the government of this country, the president, the elected officials, and himself, the entire FBI, and the whole organization of governance, as Tariq said, the governance. He's exposed that. That's what he did. So that's when Dr. King said, you know, we got to learn to forgive and, you know, love our neighbor, I mean, our enemy. Well, I'll forgive, but I do not like them, and I'm going to do what I have to do to defend myself and my people from them, because I know what their agenda is. They have told us.
Right.
Okay? So we think we are part of that government, and we're not.
And we're not. And guess what else?
Right on down the line, Johnson, with Kennedy, not Kennedy, with Johnson, with Clinton, with the Bushes, with Obama. Obama didn't do for us what he should have.
Nothing.
Could have done.
Wasn't close to.
Now, I understand other people are saying, well, he was being threatened. So what? Wasn't Christ threatened? Okay.
Come on.
Didn't the people who said crucify him, weren't they the same people he was trying to help?
Yep.
So
same
come on, y'all. The same one. Crucify him. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So that's what we're dealing with, and we're not facing that. We gotta face it. Look in that mirror. Mike Jackson tried to tell us, look in the mirror. I'm talking about the man in the mirror.
And he told us how they're smooth operators, too. He said smooth operators, and this is what I keep trying to get people to see. They have put this game on us. This Dick Gregory was so down with this. He was explaining this at all times, that you have to look out for the game, because they have always something they have to put out in front to get you distracted away from what they're really going to do. See, and this is a methodology that came out of the transfer of the Nazis over here in 1944, and I can document this for anyone who wants to see this. I can show you exactly why we got this kind of megalomedia we have today that will tell you anything about nothing, but won't tell you anything about the truth or anything about what's really going on. Yeah, and so we have
we have the resources. We have the resources, folks, nowadays with the technology. We have the resources to get our own news and know what really is going on around the world, but we're just not using it. We have to come together and start using this and making an effort to connect with our ancestors and our people around the planet, because there are people, like Brother Ray just said a while ago, there are people around the planet looking at us to see what we are going to do, you know, and depending upon what we do, they are going to do something. You know, this is how it works, folks. This is how the media has. Yeah.
That's what
what
the drum call is doing. And
exactly.
What I'm hoping is that we can begin to do, and I've talked with Dry Bones about it as well, and others who have shows, that we need to come together, regardless of, you know, our shows and all of that stuff. We got to stop the division. We got a problem. All of us have the same problem. But we need to have a round table, a discussion where we share and deal with the issues of the day. Once we start doing that, people begin to learn what they're listening to on the news is not true, it's not necessarily so, that we have our own solutions to the problems that come up. If they start listening to a round table like this, and like others are doing, it's being done. But we got to just start sharing this information and start sharing solutions to the information that we find, that we give to the people, you know. And I keep saying these things, but it gets redundant, but I have to do it. The oil spill that took place in 2010 in the Gulf of Mexico was done on purpose. Okay? We know who did
sir.
It, but you will never hear it in the news, and you will never understand it because you believe what the news has said. But you don't know is that thousands of people died as a result of that fish, that oil spill in the bottom of that Gulf of Mexico that's still there right now. And the United States government did absolutely nothing about it, and they knew it, and they were part of it, in my opinion, and we expressed that. We had a website, we had all that up, and it was taken down, and we could not get support to even go to the meetings that they were having. And that's why I said we need our own organization, our own financing, so that we can do and confront these issues as we go. And the way I learned that during the civil rights movement. Dr. King was able to move around the country and get us everywhere we needed to go on buses and stuff because the people financed the move. The churches put up their money. The people put up their nickels, their dimes, and their dollars, okay, millions of dollars or thousands of dollars. But when the system saw it was working and we were able to get Dr. King around to the different communities to speak to the people and get them to understand what it was, then they came. Then the unions came with their big money, and the businesses came with their big money, and just diverted what we were doing because of the money. And what we're saying is it ain't going to happen this time, y'all. Keep your money. We're going to do this for ourselves. So that's what I'm hoping that we can understand. That's what I'm hoping we will work. Now, we have the wherewithal. We've got newspapers. We've got radio. You can forget the TVs. We ain't got the TVs yet. I thought that today very, very clearly. We don't have TV yet, but we got radio that we can use, and this blog system works for us very well, but we got to own the blog as well. So get our act together. We just have to do it. If we don't, see, this other thing is this. I need to say this. If we don't do what we're supposed to do, these other people who are in control are going to lose too. They're going to lose what they have because they didn't do right by us. So that's the message that we've got to share with that's the message that we have to share with the rest of the public. You know, this is not a black-white issue if you want to look at it that way, because what happens to us is going to happen to you. It's just a matter of time. So we're hoping that we can get this word out to, you know, the majority of the people, and that they will listen and understand that what goes around comes around, and we are all tied together in a single garment of destiny, as Dr. King has said. Destiny, as Dr. King has said.
Yep. And look at the inflation. And look at the inflation kicking butt every day. And if it's not affecting people, of course it is. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's just like we said back in the 1980s.
when I first started getting involved with the environmental movement for the about the water and find out what the water situation was in this country. And we figured out that, wait a minute, folks, you can't drink this water. They tell people don't go down in Mexico and drink the water. Well, you better not drink the water around this country in many places because it is full of toxic waste. And that's why we have to are people aware of, you know, not just going any old where, because you have to find out what they did. Like out here in near Fontana, they had a mountainous area right there where they dumped all of this toxic waste that could fill up the entire Coliseum. And guess what happened? Oh, well, it seeped down into the water table, all that waste. And it is slowly moving right into Orange County and will be Orange County's main source of water in the next 10 years. So, you know, this is how serious it is, folks. And this is why so many people are dying, because they're being poisoned to death. I mean, and it's not just us. Yeah, they're doing it to us, but they're doing it to everybody.
They claim that it's doing to us, so the others are not concerned. Oh, it's just happening to them, so I ain't worried about it. That's what's going on. As long as they can divide and conquer, then that's what they do. That's why I reached out to the Proud Boys. That's why I reached out to the Klan. I talked to them, and I won the Klan over back in the 90s. I won them guys over. They said, you're right. I told them in a debate on the television, I told them what's happening, what your people want is the same thing that we want. And what's happening to us is happening to you, but you can't see it and because of your hatred. So you have to get rid of the hatred. Take a look at the situation. We're not your enemies. We're not your
enemies. They have a lot of examples amongst them, you know. There's examples out here in the West Coast in Oregon and in California where some of these Klan people have been sued and beaten in the civil court and shut down. See, and that's what we have to teach our people about what has happened. That, you know, hey, yeah, they got Klans here and Klans there, but those people got sued in civil court for their hatred and for what they're doing and their violations, et cetera, et cetera. And they got shut down, see? And so, the knowledge of this is important to know, because if once you know, you never have to worry about believing nothing, see? Because once you know what happened, you got it, see?
And, well, let me tell you what we've done so far. We have challenged the Boule, the preachers, the teachers, the lawyers, the doctors. We've challenged them all. Joined the freedom movement, to join the grassroots movement, to educate the people so that we can change the condition and the course that this country is on. It is a crash course. It is going to crash, and none of them will survive if we don't organize ourselves to do this.
Right.
I think we're getting through. I think people are beginning to understand. I hear doctors on different shows, and I'm on a lot of shows. On a lot of shows, but I hear the doctors calling in talking about there are no black doctors. I know, because they're running us out, okay? But we have doctors. We do have doctors over here who can do anything that we need to have done. We just got to organize and put our own resources together so we can take care of our people, okay?
Right.
So
there you go.
They are complaining, but they're not organized. They don't know what to do. But that's where we come in. I'm not a doctor, so I couldn't tell you what to do, okay? But I can know how to organize. I was trained by the best in the country. Dr. King and SCLC and the Civil Rights Movement was the best battleground for any of us who were involved in it. Some of us took advantage of it and went on, made money for ourselves, and we did what we're going to do for ourselves. Well, that's okay, but it does not help, the masses of the people. And that's where our hearts are. We are here to do something for everybody that will help all of us. And we are getting linked up with different organizations and different people who have the similar heart. We are involved with the Universal World Court under Dr. Henderson. We're involved with that. 198 countries have come together, And you're going to hear about it very soon because they have stopped using the American dollar.
Right.
And that means once that happens, I mean, guess what's going to happen to America? And it ain't us that they're after. They're tired of these white boys coming into their country, killing their people, taking their natural resources and enriching themselves.
That's right.
You know, and then going to Switzerland and other places where they can live big time off of our, you know, off our blood, sweat, and tears. But it's coming to
remember.
Yeah, so what we're saying over here is it's time for us to come together. And I hope
right.
that those of you who can't call in tonight, who took the time to listen, and even though you haven't said anything, but you think about what we said tonight, please give a call tomorrow or whenever it comes to you, because there is something that you can do, and we can help
right.
you do what you decide to do in your communities to change your condition. We got some solutions for you, brothers and sisters. And we
That's
do
right.
need your support, and we need you to be involved to the at the core of this movement. We need you, and it is going to happen. And it's not just a local thing for us as far as this goes. The same thing is happening all over the world, and we are talking
mm-hmm.
to people. We're talking to them across the world who are having the same issues with the same people, and now they want to reach out and see how we can work this thing out so we can stop slaughter for
mm-hmm.
all over the world. They're doing the same thing even in Australia with the Aboriginals. This is outrage what they're doing there. It's
yep.
the same people doing the same thing. The same
they already did it. They already did it to the Tasmanian
people. They're doing
yeah,
the
they
same
did
thing there. Most people don't even know about the Aborigines. They don't even know who they are. You know, but because we've never been taught, we've heard about them, but they're black people who have been there for millions of years, okay? And that's the same thing here on this continent. We've been here for millions. They're the ones who showed up and don't know how to treat their fellow man. We know how to look out for each other and turn to each other, not on each other. We know how to do that, but we are not doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
not
we had the great law of peace at one time. Remember, we had
yes.
the great law of peace at one time.
Yeah. Now, brother,
I would like to take this time and thank all of y'all for being with us. I'm truly grateful for y'all. I'm going to play a musical note, and then when we come back, I'd like to ask you, Brother Tyreek, Brother Ray, and everyone who's on the line, you know, if you wish to chime in on your thoughts for today, tomorrow, and primary, your thoughts on Dr. King's legacy. Where do we go from here? And just on what he has done. So let me play this. Oh, let me first remind you of this. Don't forget Wednesday. Brother Eddie will be teaching on in class. The revolution will not be televised. It's Wednesday, so that's going to be an exciting class, so I truly hope that y'all can join us for that. On Sunday, don't forget Dry Bones at 10 a.m. for the Helios. And, of course, don't forget your drumming, y'all. That's extremely important that you're drumming with us at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world. We need you drumming. Okay, so let me play this musical note, and we'll be right with you.
Sister Kim Weston, the Black National Anthem.
Hope that the present has brought us facing the rising sun of new champions. Let us march on till victory is won.
Difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man.
Any man.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Okay. Brother Tyreek, I'll let you give your closing statements, and Brother Ray, I'll let you finish it out. Brother Tyreek?
Yes, thank you, Antoinette. I feel like this about this whole thing, that we have many lessons to learn from the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. What we don't really need is all the commercialism that has now been thrust upon us, you know, by the system in order to misdirect us from what we're supposed to do. And so, you know, literally, we must come together. We must, you know, work with our farmers, the ones who have the land, who are producing the food, the organic food, by the way. We must make contact with them. We must organize and get this food delivered and spread around the country, around the world, too, because it's got to grow. So we have a big job to do, and this activity that we're embarking on with the People's Grassroots Assembly is the way to go, folks. This is how we get to where we want to go. We come together, and it's unstoppable. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I agree. Thank you very much. Brother Ray, you want to close us out? And again, we thank you, Brother Tyreek, for being with us and for all the information that you have provided us. We thank you for that to help build us. And Brother Ray, we're looking forward to yours.
Well, like I said, we are organizing to address and come up with answers and solutions to our issues and our problems. There are many people who listen to. I was waiting on hoping that Brother Kwame would call in because he's got great ideas about how we can gather on our land to then go back to the land, go back to the earth, and others who have come in. So we've put together so far people who have great ideas on what to do. How do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is about, what to do and how do we do it. We are aware that we're in trouble. We don't know where the trouble is coming from in most cases, but we are getting that information now. And we're saying to you, to the people, we can solve these issues. That we need to turn to each other, not on each other, work together, put our little quarters together, and establish our own method of survival. Okay, others have done it, they're doing it, and we don't have to mimic what they do, because what they're doing is mimicking what we've done, and it's time for us to do our own thing. So I thank you, Sister Antoinette, for opening up your airways for us and to get us to come and share and share with information. And I hope that those who listen will call and will come in and come in with solutions. Come in talking about what can be done. What can we do about what's happening to us? Grassroots Assembly at 786-389-3274. We need people to support this effort. We need your intellect. We need your abilities. We need people who know how to use this internet and use these computers. We need you in order to make this happen. So we're just asking
tech
that
support.
We come
we
on together. And,
mm-hmm.
And not only we need tech people, but we need accountants. We need people who know how to deal with money and handle money. We need all these things that our organization needs to build. And we're building it from the bottom up, from the grassroots. We're building it from the grassroots up. That does not exclude anybody. Okay, you exclude yourself. This is what we want to see happen. We're asking you to come and join us, and we're going to use these methods of communication until we get to the point where we have our own methods of communication, that we, you know, our own satellites and our own little things that Gaddafi was attempting to do and others attempting to do, because there's nothing that we cannot do. So that's how deep this is, and that's how far it's going. So I thank you again, and I appreciate those who called in and those who are listening. And I'm going to ask some
thank
of
all the listeners. Any of y'all want to say anything really quick, you know, I'll give you a minute or two. If you want to say something, you can put your hand up. I mean, if not, we're going to go on and close out. But I want to thank y'all for being with us, and, you know, for our elders that were with us. And, you know, keep in mind, Dr. King would have been 93 yesterday. So he died at 39. You know, so, you know, and everything that we've done, have we carried his dream or have we dropped it? And that's just something that, you know, I just ask y'all to think about. You know, did we continue his dream or did we drop the ball? Okay, forgive me for cutting the question, Brother Ray.
No problem. What I needed to say, and just hope that the folks who are listening would commit themselves to making this a reality. That's what Dr. King was talking about. We have to make this a reality, and nobody can do it for us but us.
But,
so if you are listening, you know, do what you can do. Come on in here. Help us do this. We've got great people around us. You heard some of us, and you're going to hear more. But please commit to doing this. This is the only way out of this mess is for us to do for ourselves.
I was just going to say, know this, that we have groups of us all around the country that are coming together, that are taking the situation into their own hands and joining together and solving their own situations. And we must join up with them and make this a national situation from the bottom up, because this is they show us the way. You know, all around the country we've seen this. You know, people who are taking control of their water. Because water is life. You don't have clean water, you're done. And they already know this. That's why they're trying to destroy the Missouri River with that oil pipeline, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the knowledge. We know what to do. Let's get to come together and do it. It's doable. People are doing it all around the country. We need to connect up with them and show them that, hey, we have some methods here that will help you attain what you're trying to do, you know, especially with these bureaucrats and bureaucratics that we're dealing with, you know, that we find out, you know, they have their own interests there, and that's why they don't do the job. Well, that's not the way they're supposed to work. See, and that's why the methods that I've discovered and have been using for many years and winning with is the way to go, because you will prove to the people that you're with that, hey, this, look what they're doing here. This is how, oh, watch, look. And once this process is started, they are always done, because they don't have what they're supposed to have. They don't do what they're supposed to do because they're corporate, folks. And, you know, the corporation has its, you know, and the corporation is running all this stuff. That's why we're in this situation, the corporation. So once you see how to break the veil of the corporation, oh, now it's a different story, folks. And that's how we're going to get it done. That's how we're going to get it done.
Thank you, Brother Tyreek. Okay, y'all, we're, Brother Eddie and I will be back on Wednesday. Thank you again for being with us. And I'm going to close out with a song from Betty Wright, Let Us Save the Children, because we got to remember now the fight is about the children.
I'm so tired of going to hospitals and seeing our children laying in coffins and maimed by violence. We can't keep looking the other way. We have to save the children.
The children love the world. Precious in